Chapter 21. Three more state police cars came, and also a number of citizens from town. The cops tried to shoo them away with greater or lesser degrees of success. Mr. Frankel, owner and proprietor of Frankel's jewelry store and camera shop, drove up in his new Pontiac Firebird and jawed for quite a while with Jerry Kesserling. He pushed his horn-rimmed glasses up on his nose constantly as he talked. Jerry was trying to get rid of him, but Mr. Frankel wasn't having any of it. He was also Placerville's second selectman and a crony of Norman Jones, Ted's father. "My mother got me a ring in his store," Sarah Pastern said, looking at Ted from the corner of her eye. "It greened my finger the first day." "My mother says he's a gyp," Tana said. "Hey," Pigpen gulped, "there's my mother." We all looked. Sure enough, there was Mrs. Dano talking with one of the state troopers, her slip hanging a quarter of an inch below the hem of her dress. "Changes things. I don't like it." She looked at me accusingly. "I liked the way things were going, Charlie. I don't want things to change after this is over." "Heh," I said. But that kind of comment had no power over the situation. Things had gotten out of control. There was no real way that could be denied anymore. I had a sudden urge to laugh at all of them, to point out that I had started out as the main attraction, and had ended up as the sideshow. "I have to go to the bathroom," Irma Bates said suddenly. "Hold it," I said. Sylvia laughed. "Turnabout is fair play," I said. "I promised to tell you about my sex life. In all actuality, there isn't very much to tell about unless you read palms. However, there is one little story which you might find interesting." Sarah Pastern yawned, and I felt a sudden excruciating urge to blow her head off. "But number two must try harder, as they say in the rent-a-car ads. Some cats drive faster, but Decker vacuums all the psychic cigarette butts from the ashtrays of your mind." I was suddenly reminded of that Beatles song that starts off, "I read the news today, oh boy." I told them,